347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, December 4th. Glad you guys are part of the show. Text messages coming in. Greatly appreciate all of that. I'm going to finish up this story from the Michigan Public Service Commission virtual hearing they held last night online regarding the Saline Data Center. DTE is asking for a permit to ask for more of the electric grid, 1.4 gigawatts, which is roughly about 25% of our electric grid, in order to power this large data center they're proposing to build. Now, it's kind of interesting because this is basically something that the governor wants, but yet at the same time, she's concerned about the environment, the use of excessive water, and overburdening the electric grid. Democrat legislators are all up in arms about it. Well, here's the bottom line. Scripps, the chair, said that we know that some people are excited about the potential opportunities this and other data centers could provide. We also know that folks in Saline Township and across the state are concerned about these data centers' developments. He said the commission is listening to the concerns, reviewing contracts, but wanted to stress the future commentary that MPSC, the Michigan Public Service Commission, is bound by statute to only concern itself with matters of the utility and the items that they oversee. Many of your concerns, which are environmental, do not fall under our purview. Many comments were concerned about environmental impacts, and Scripps responded by saying you have to take those up with other agencies. Now, I got a very simple question. If the public and even a large number of Democrat legislators are concerned about this, do you think this could be one circumstance, Dan, that you also take some advice from these other agencies? I would think Eagle would be one of them. They deal with environment, Great Lakes, and energy. It's all tied right in to this particular topic. Now, one of the commissioners, Catherine Pretick, said the commission was learning from many of the other states that are having issues with data centers and pointed to a recent court order issued for utilities to hold data centers accountable to their contracts. She said they were looking at the data center contract with DTE Energy, the state's largest electricity utility, making sure that the 1.4 gigawatts of battery storage would be paid for directly by the data center and not having the load increase of electricity usage passed on to the other consumers. The other question they're looking at, that the storage wouldn't be their own private resource. It would have to be located on the grid to enable its function and allow others to share in that energy if needed. Well, Attorney General Dana Nessel thanked everybody that made comments who participated in the public forum. However, she said, and this is the Attorney General, while the commission cannot use tonight's public comments as a basis for either approving or denying DTE's special contract request, they can consider the public sentiment and the significance of the decision before them as they determine whether to grant this request. Nessel was pushing for a contested hearing that would allow more scrutiny of the DTE contract. Public hearing could allow the public to ask questions that is addressing their concerns, as well as giving the commissioners more to think about. I again urge the Michigan Public Service Commission to listen to the people of the state, to whom they should feel duty-bound to represent and defend, to do the right thing and deny DTE's request to approve these special contracts without a full contested hearing. End quote, said Dana Nessel. Now that's interesting, because as the Attorney General, one of her departments, one of her areas that we are very much upset about is consumer protection. I spoke about this on yesterday's show, where you and I, many of us, submitted complaints regarding price gouging, price fixing of gasoline up here in northern Michigan. Again, many of you sent me text messages throughout the day yesterday. I greatly appreciate it. When I mentioned that Costco in Traverse City is selling gas for $2.54 a gallon, and if you have a Costco credit card, you get a 5% discount on top of that, roughly about 12.5 cents, getting it down to $2.42. Well, many of you are paying much, much more than that. I got text messages throughout the day yesterday, 304, 319, 315, 297. I got one from, I think it was Stumpy's. They're selling it for $2.79. But folks, it's still well above Traverse City at $2.54. And the thing of it is, this falls under the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Agency. Well, obviously, this huge data center that they're proposing in Saline has some issues. The biggest one, of course, is the amount of power they require. That's number one. And number two, cooling the data center. Now, I'm personally going to reach out to Dennis and Tim Schultz, a Well Connect, and see if there's some way they can lend their technology to cooling these data centers. There's got to be a way to run groundwater, which comes out of the ground at 52 degrees, through these data centers and put the water back into the underground water aquifers, which is basically what the Well Connect geohybrid system does. And by the way, just so you know, they used to be a sponsor of ours years ago. Well, they've grown so big in handling the results of advertising on the radio, they now have done all of their advertising in-house through direct mailing and getting referrals from happy customers, not needing to advertise on the radio anymore. So basically, that's what they've decided to do. And they've grown hugely over at their new factory there in Alpena, Michigan. We were a part of getting them started, getting the word out. And I, Vicky, and I still continue to heat and air condition our home and studio with their system. I love, absolutely love the Well Connect system. I had a couple people ask me about that the other day, why we don't advertise for them anymore. It's basically they grew so large and have so many sales going, happy customers referring people to them. Frankly, they don't need to spend the money on advertising anymore. So congratulations to them. Good luck. And hopefully they'll continue to grow and prosper without us. Now, one of the things I think that people need to understand about this particular issue, these data centers are being built in other states as well. What data do they actually hold and collect? I have no idea. I don't know if these are text messages, cell phone calls, or simply data from the internet. AI technology, what it does, what it holds, what it stores, I have to be honest, I have no idea. I'm going to have to dive into it a little bit more and do some more research on it. And when I do, I will definitely get back to you. But one thing that I think that people need to understand is the process. This process, obviously, is something that we, the people, have to keep an eye on. Because if it pulls that much power out of our electric grid, could this potentially harm other industries? Could this cause brownouts? Could this cause us to lose electricity altogether? I think these are valid questions that need to be researched and discussed and answered. But I do know that they have on-site generation potential capabilities. I know there's talk by the governor where she's talking about automobile manufacturers to be able to use these new technologies and create their own electricity on site. Even new businesses, luring them to come to our state, offering them the ability to do on site generation as well. So something we need to talk about, something they need to explore, and let's see where this story goes. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.
Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. A couple of text messages during the break kind of struck a nerve a little bit with Officer Rick. He's down off duty today listening. It's not saline like an IV bag, it's Steeline. Lean, Ste, lean, Steeline. Okay, whatever. This is not the first word I've mispronounced on this show, doing it for 13 years. Believe me, many of my haters remind me all the time that I don't even know how to read and that I don't know how to pronounce anything. So you're lucky that I can do what I can do as closely as I can to the correct pronunciations. I love it. Greatly appreciate that, though, Rick. Thank you. Well, here is the final takeaway about this also. The governor, the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, many state representatives working diligently to put together some type of plan for economic development. Now that they, per the budget, have defunded the SOAR Fund, Strategic Outreach Attraction Reserve Fund, has no money. However, it still is on the books statutorily. Something that was created back in the day, been used by various governors, well, it's dead. You take the money away, you chop off the head of the snake, the body dies. The problem is the body's still there. And another part of all of this is this technology. data centers. Again, don't fully understand what they collect, what they hold on to, what type of data do they collect. I don't get it. But the one thing you have to understand, this is now part of our world. This is part of technology. Now, I do believe that one thing that they do collect and store is information that's fed into AI, artificial intelligence. For example, most of you may know, or maybe you don't know, you have AI technology in your phones. If you have an iPhone, for example, and you talk to Siri, hey Siri, you know, what's the weather going to be like today? Siri, your phone, accesses artificial intelligence, seeks and finds the question that you're asking it, and runs it against all available information. That's kind of where artificial intelligence came from, all information. Artificial intelligence looks at all the information and then comes back with an answer. So part of that comes from data that's being stored somewhere. Depending on who your cell phone provider is, they access this type of information from a specific data center, in addition to other information that's stored there. So that's, again, what I have to dive into and see what other information, but I do know artificial intelligence is part of these data centers. Well, it's got to be stored somewhere, got to be accessed from people in, I would assume, that local area. If we don't have data centers in Michigan, other states will build them. They'll figure out a way to provide the electricity for them. They'll figure out a way to cool them. Evidently, there's a lot of heat generated in these computers, these data centers, and they have to be cooled. So the process, this process, has to be figured out if we want to compete with other states. We have a declining population. We're overtaxed, we're overregulated, we have all kinds of problems with our state, and it's up to the new elected folks next year that will take office and start on January 1st of 2027 to start figuring out solutions to what's wrong with the state of Michigan. And one of them at the very top is declining population. So you have to understand something. And I know a lot of you don't want more population. I don't want them moving up north. I don't want them coming up here and wrecking our beautiful, rural, quaint little northern Michigan. Well, guess what? If a state is not growing, it is dying. And there'll come a point, unless things are fixed in Lansing, where we cut the spending of our state government, we won't have enough people here to pay the money necessary to run our government. The state will basically be looking at bankruptcy unless we figure it out. And that takes new leadership.